Morning. We've got folks on Zoom. Okay. Just making sure. I am Melissa Millis. I think you all know that by now and can recognize my voice. White-bodied, she, her pronouns, and I am wearing my stole today, which you might be wondering, what? Or maybe you haven't seen it before. Over the years, the staff has actually discussed the importance of wearing vestments of sorts to public events. And then, of course, I've worn it during ordination ceremonies and things of that nature here. But we thought we should wear these on like high churchy days, like liturgical Sundays that are just kind of like more big markers within the church year. And so as it is Pentecost, I decided to pull it off my shelf and put it on. So here it is. So one of the little kids was already like, what is that? So there you go. Pentecost, of course, is celebrated by the universal church in remembrance of the imparting of the Spirit upon the disciples in that upper room after Jesus' death and resurrection. It is a full celebration of Christ enfleshed in the collective body of diverse believers as the Spirit inspires and animates life. As such, this is a moment that serves as a bit of a bridge in the story of God's people. And this morning, we are going to be bridging between our stories here in terms of sermon series, and we are actually going to jump into the next sermon series as we wrap up today the series that we've been in. After journeying through the book of Revelation and paying attention to where the Spirit is inviting us to be kingdom co-creators, we're going to wrap up today's sermon series with the chosen lectionary text from Romans. So not the typical Acts 2 Pentecost text. I think we're all quite familiar with that. So we're actually going to look at Romans 8, verses 14 through 17. And I'm going to read it from the First Nations version. It is rather short, and then I'm just going to introduce where we're going this summer together, all right? You are welcome to just listen. I don't know that you brought your First Nations versions with you, so you can just listen. Romans 8, verses 14 through 17. For it is the ones who follow the guidance of Creator's Spirit who are truly His children. We must no longer surrender like slaves to the spirit of fear. The Great Spirit has taken us into Creator's family now, and we lift our voices and cry out to Him, Abba, my Father. His Spirit talks to our spirit and tells us we are all His children. If we are His children, then we share with the Chosen One in all His blessings. But to be honored with Him in the world to come, we must also be willing to suffer with Him in this world. This is the word of the Lord. In this world that is incessantly attempting to enslave us to fear, we listen to the truth of God spoken to us, that all become children of God taken into Creator's family. In this truth, the Spirit lives and breathes life into us. The blessing and honor of sharing life with Christ, the Chosen One, means that we must be willing to suffer. Suffer, sompasko in the Greek, refers to actually experiencing something jointly or of the same kind. In other words, we participate in being co-creators of the kingdom. We suffer because embodying the love of Jesus in the world will cost us something. This cost is not limited to the currency of this world, but costs emotionally and physically, mentally and relationally as well. The forces of evil and oppression stand counter to the kingdom, counter to the good road, and I believe we are quite aware of the costs. Being called children or heirs, or as we like to say, co-creators of the kingdom, means we are also siblings of those we meet along the way. And this is where we are headed this summer in our sermon series and in our gatherings, which is titled, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Yes, it is hearkening back a little bit to Mr. Rogers or Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. You've got it. Now you'll know every time you hear it. With the subtitle, Life Support. As a reminder, with our secondary sermon titles for these series, we continue with our play, if you will, on bad VBS titles. I've previously stated this, we've talked about it, but I just want to reiterate if you're just joining or have forgotten. This year we are embarking on a journey yet again. We've spent considerable time over the last several years working through our own healing journeys that have included stepping into lament and celebration, and this year the Spirit seems to be taking us on another trip together again. And we kind of imagine ourselves preparing for a long hike, so like the Pacific Crest or the Appalachian Trail. Hikes that a number of people have written and told stories about, often highlighting the ways in which the journeys allowed them to reclaim themselves in some ways or discover themselves in other ways. And y'all know we love a good title for a sermon series, and so we decided to lean into reclaiming, if you will, a part of our stories that seemed lost when we had to throw out theology that has caused us harm. So we're kind of going back, if you will, to vacation Bible school all year long. So that's what this is about. And we're hoping that the series titles continue to provide opportunities for us all to joyfully repack our bags all year long. So here we are. Won't you be my neighbor? Life support. Yes, we are people led by the Spirit. We suffer with Christ. Jesus was always working to foster that haven of belonging outside the boundaries, the exclusions, and the marginalizations. And so as Kingdom co-creators, we step into the summer considering who we meet along the journey, along the good road, extending that haven of belonging outside of ourselves. Each week, we will engage in what is considered the work of the people. That is what liturgy means. Through spoken liturgy, as we consider a portion of Trinity's mission statement each gathering. As a reminder, I would like us to say our mission statement together. It's in your bulletin if you don't know it yet. Will you join me? Trinity is fostering a haven of belonging where wanderers and wanderers gather to discover and embody the love of Jesus in the world. We will also engage in the work of the people. Liturgy in action or practice outside of our regular gathering walls. We'll pay attention to those that we meet along the way, and we will spend time with our neighbors. As a faith community, we will also gather with our equity and mission partners in different capacities, so pay attention to the schedule. That's just a fair warning, and we'll send emails with details. In doing so, we give way to the Spirit to bear witness with our spirit that we are all children of God. This week, we are invited to pay attention to who we meet along the way, but also give ourselves permission to not only acknowledge that we are God's children, but to be like children, full of wonder, curiosity, learning, growing, often moving, fully embodied. This week, as you encounter children or those maybe who are younger than you, may you be reminded of the child in you that continues to be. May you allow the children around you to draw you into the present moment and the work of the Spirit moving, providing life support in the week ahead. And as we celebrate Pride, being completely in our bodies and embracing the fullness of ourselves, may the child in each of us spark us toward deeper connection, belonging, and embodiment of the love of Jesus in this world. May it be so. Amen. We are going to shift gears and step into, again, a practice that we started last year. Israel, I'm going to ask that you go get the kiddos, so we don't miss this part. We are calling it Share the Love. I don't know why we call it that. Well, that's just what we decided to call it. It just felt right. It's a bit like the early church coming together and sharing first fruits, if you will, giving thanks for God's provision. And so we are going to take a couple of moments to recognize the diverse ways in which those of us as a part of the Trinity family serve. And so if at any point over the last year, and if you're not sure, just stand anyway, it's fine. If you're on Zoom, you are welcome to raise your hand. You could stand, I suppose, as well. And then as I list off areas of ministry or our life together as a collective body, I'm going to ask that you stand and that you stay standing until the end, okay? And our kiddos are going to come back in here, hopefully in just a second. That was a very short kids ministry lesson for them, so Autumn's going to be real thrown off here in a second. Laura's like, I didn't get that day. All right, so if you have served with our kids or our youth at any point, will you please go ahead and stand? If you have led or hosted a group or a seasonal small group in your home, please stand. Or on Zoom, I suppose. If you have served as a parish point person, please stand. If you have facilitated a community conversation, please stand. If you have served on the leadership team, if you have led music or been a part of the audio team, if you have served in the area of finance, whether it's investments, accounting, putting things into QuickBooks, thank you very much. We all know that's fun. If you have participated in civic action in the civic action group or showed up to any public events to represent our Trinity family, I'm going to ask that you stand. If you have stuck around to take care of our physical space in any way, shape, or form, I'm going to ask that you stand. If you've provided support for folks in the Trinity family, including meals or brought food in, you are welcome to stand. And if you have showed up early or stayed late to assist with hosting duties for gatherings, please stand. All right. I want you to take a look at everyone around you and give thanks for one another, a bit of gratitude for God and providing this beautiful, diverse family in the ways that we serve and love one another and the ways in which we show up in the community around us. I'm going to ask that you clap. I'll try not to bang this mic anymore. Sorry about that. I'm going to pray over us. Good and gracious God, you provide for each of us. You bring us together in a way in which we can embody your love among us and in the world around us. We thank you for each person here, for everyone who calls Trinity their family. Being a part of this faith community that you have gathered together, where we can find that haven of belonging here, a sense of ease, of grace, of goodness and care. Might you bless each person here as we step out this week into the world that is a bit hostile. As we face the unknown, may we be reminded of your spirit that teaches us new languages, always a language of love. And in those moments that are difficult, might we know in our very beings, connected with your spirit, bearing witness with our spirits, that we are all your children. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome back. That was quick kids ministry. Probably didn't even get through the scripture.